Good morning, it is 25th September 2018 and Sikkim finally has an airport and the pictures are just beautiful and soon flights to Bhutan will start from there as well. Today, I'm reminded of Jayant Sinha who had said taking a flight is cheaper than taking an auto in India. Well, now petrol prices already touched Rs. 91 and that too in Patna, so it's best everyone started taking more flights even of imagination. Well, talking about flights, jet is the word. As all the king's men, women, donkeys, dogs were trying to put the Humpty together again. But as we've known since we were children, a broken egg can't be put together. But what if the nursery rhyme was an international conspiracy to begin with and Nehru brought it to India? And you know, Robert Vadra sung it as well. So it has to be an international conspiracy to dismantle Humpty from the world. Yup, if you think things can't get more ridiculous every day, some or the other minister proves us wrong. First, there is the Tamil Nadu BJP president, Dr. Tamilsai Sundararajan, who is in news again, this time nominating Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 to the Prime Minister for launching the healthcare scheme Ayushman Bharat and also asking people to join to nominate him. A great thought, but don't know about Nobel, but there are many Oscar-worthy jokes here. But for now, the best script in fiction and also in non-fiction, actually in the entire history of Oscars, will go out to Team BJP. BJP on Monday accused the Congress of forming an international Mahagathbandhan, an alliance to oust Prime Minister Narendra Modi, deciding that all-out offence was the best way to defend itself in the perception war over the Rafale controversy before key elections. Well, Junior Agriculture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, yes, an agriculture minister speaking on defence deals, sought to link Rahul Gandhi's brother-in-law Robert Vadra to the Rafale deal. He said, quote, the UPA government cancelled the Rafale deal with Dassault because the Nehru Gandhis wanted to have Vadra as the middleman and the manufacturer wouldn't agree. He also alleged a close friendship and shared business interest between Vadra and the fugitive arms dealer Sanjay Bhandari. Recently, a newspaper had carried such a report. Don't know who planted that report. Spokesman Sambit Patra was obviously going to say something and he said, what is it that the Congress and Pakistan have in common? The commonality is the frustration of both. Their only aim is to remove somehow Modi ji from the Indian polity. So much so that the BJP's official Twitter handle, BJP for India, later pinned a tweet saying, quote, is the Congress forming an international Mahagathbandhan against Narendra Modi? Question mark, unquote. Well, you can choose to believe the politicians, not exactly the paragon of virtue or honesty, or you could believe the two top technical heads at Dassault Aviation who have claimed in an interview to IndiaScoops.com that the entire technical team at the Dassault Aviation were unhappy with the move to drop the Indian PSU, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited or HAL, and go ahead with Reliance Defence Limited. And we quote them, quote, we were told the Indian government would have scrapped the deal if Reliance was not taken on board, unquote. And while we are on the first time flyer or frequent flyer, let's move to another first-time flyer who mistook the emergency door on a plane to be the door to the loo. Were any parallels drawn here between the prime-time flyer and the first-time flyer are purely coincidental. A first-time flyer aboard a Go Air aircraft from New Delhi to Patna tried to open the exit door of the flight while it was airborne, causing panic among his fellow passengers. The crew was alerted about the incident by the youth's travelers around him on board the Go Air flight, who saw him move towards the washroom but opened the exit door instead. But on to more serious things. Governing India. Well, after having promised minimum governance, at least this is one jumla the Prime Minister has stood true for. He seems to have left all governance to the Supreme Court of India. On 17th of July, the Supreme Court had directed the governments, both the centre and in the states, to disseminate using radio, television and other media platforms, including the official websites of the Home Department and police of the states, the message that, quote, lynching and mob violence of any kind shall invite serious consequences under the law. Now, a party which has revolutionized broadcasting hate using WhatsApp, like Radio Rwanda did in Rwanda, Not to mention how it has burnt so much more on advertising than the products endorsed by Amitabh Bachchan. But they could not find a way to communicate this. And we still wonder why. But senior counsel Indira Jaisingh, having moved an application for contempt against the state of Rajasthan in the wake of the unfortunate Alwar lynching episode, which transpired days after the 17 July judgment, urged that there be fear in those who take the law into their hands of inviting the wrath of the law, indicating that the accused in the said incident may even contest elections. So criminals, especially the ones who take to lynching, get celebrated as a hero, and then they try to be eligible to stand for elections. Should they be? Well, that is a question the Supreme Court will probably shed some light on. Today, should lawmakers, members of parliaments, members of legislative assembly facing criminal charges be disqualified and barred from contesting elections once a court frames charges against them? Or should this happen, as it does now, only after they are convicted? Well, a 5-judge bench of the Supreme Court is set to decide and deliver its verdict on a bunch of petitions seeking to set the bar much higher for people in politics. In March, the union government said in an affidavit to the Supreme Court that a total of 1,765 representatives, including MPs and MLAs, which is a little over a third of all representatives in India, face criminal charges. And on to international news, where we won't be covering Maldives' setback to China. We already did that yesterday. So, what was the most buzzing international news? Well, some popular brands were getting acquired by other popular brands. Like Apple has finally completed the acquisition of the music recognition and discovery app Shazam. And the very first change that Apple will make to the app is to phase out the in-app advertising, making it completely free to use. So go ahead, Shazam as much as you like. But it is US fashion group Michael Kors that is in news, as Reuters reports that it has agreed to take control of Versace in a deal that could value one of Italy's most prized designers at $2 billion. And if that is what was buzzing internationally, thankfully there is another lethal buzzing that may finally be brought to an end. Scientists have succeeded in wiping out a population of caged mosquitoes in lab experiments using a type of genetic engineering known as a gene drive, which spread a modification blocking female reproduction. The technique could in future be used to control the spread of malaria, but that'll still take a decade to get there. Speaking of decade, it is being touted as the discovery of the decade, at least for Portugal, who haven't discovered anything after Cristiano Ronaldo and maybe the Euro Cup. Archaeologists searching Portugal's coast have found a 400-year-old shipwreck believed to have sunk near Lisbon after returning from India laden with spices. Spices were missing, obviously, but a lot of objects, including the money used for slave trade, is very well preserved. That is all the spice from India and the world that we have for you for today, at least. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, subscribe to our WhatsApp feed on www.takeapart.in. And if you're already a subscriber, please help us spread the word. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.